Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Kevin Stefanski will be in. I'm like just trying to think about what Kevin's going to actually say today. I don't know. He'll get into Shador's improvement.
Oh, you're wasting energy thinking that.
No, I'm actually trying to figure out like what could Kevin possibly have to say today. Dan, Dan's thought about it.
Would this one get to you?
Sure.
If we don't beat Tennessee this week, we're all toast. Would that one get to you?
How about just one time, a little reality? Yes.
Going up against a good opponent this week. Tennessee, nice stuff out of them. Rookie quarterback seems to be getting better every single week. We're real impressed with their defense. It's going to be able to do good tests for us this week. And I'll take any questions.
All right, how about this one? You know, Coach, if you lose to Tennessee, chances are you guys would have a real good chance of closing in on that number one pick and not have to make a trade like Dane Brugler says you're going to. What do you think?
Yeah, Jeff, we can only coach the players inside of these building right now. And the coaches that are inside of our rooms coaching the players inside of those rooms, we cannot worry about who will occupy those rooms in the future. We can really only focus on the now and getting our guys a win on Sunday.
Coach, what about reports that perhaps, you know, some of the people in the building would much rather see Gabriel play quarterback? What do you think of those reports out there?
Yeah, Andy, we keep those conversations inside the building.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. On the grass?
Kevin doesn't subscribe to Toctic.
Oh, he doesn't? Alex in Canton. Alex, how are you?
Alex?
How are you guys doing? Absolutely.
Snap face, whatever.
I am with outrage right now. I'm absolutely just... The names that you guys pulled out, not you guys specifically, but just the names, Pickett and all of them. Listen, the Browns, me, myself, a diehard fan for 40-something years.
Nice.
Look, we deserve a quarterback that is going to give us 7 to 10 years of playoff runs and Lombardi cases, okay? So none of the names are not important right now. And it's no possible, absolutely not, that we go back into the draft and pick another rookie quarterback because the offensive line is just horrible. The most sense that this works right now is that we got Watson. Yes, I say that name, okay? But he has film. We have film on what he can do. The massage thing has died down. Give this guy an opportunity with Shador, Watson at first, Shador at second, and then beef up the offensive line because we don't need that type of spectacular quarterback when we have a number one ranked darn defense. We just need someone to at least give us 3 touchdowns again, 2 touchdowns, maybe 10 points, and then let the defense just run us all the way up to the Lombardi. But absolutely
we
not.
We do need to get to 20, though. Sorry.
Outrage. You know what I'm getting at?
Oh, right. I think you sound.
It's just, right. It makes sense. I mean, what are we going to do with Watson? He's on the contract. What are we going to get for him? I mean, you know what I'm getting at.
100%.
I'm so fired up right now because we have the pieces in front of us, but the organization doesn't know how to put this damn puzzle together.
Alex, you feel
well
better?
Well said, Alex.
Feel better?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm glad we were here for you. All right. Thanks, Alex. Alex and Canton. I think he speaks for many Browns fans.
You know, we have a guy on the roster who at one time was a really good quarterback. Just saying.
Dan, I don't know. I know we've debated this before. Is he on the roster when the season starts next year?
Nope.
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 If by chance they change management, there's no way I'm taking this job. It's got to be a clean slate. We're cutting him, right?
Yep.
You don't plan to cut him? Oh, well, thank you. I'll stay here and fill in the blank. Wait for the next job to come
along.
If you
let him go, you're bringing another vet, though, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, you just got to take your medicine and move on. I mean, it's that simple.
And a new, if by chance you change the front office and everything else, much more likely, I think, to draft a quarterback.
Jeff is in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon. Good morning, I guess.
Yeah, sorry.
Jeffrey. I haven't had a chance to call you guys in over a week. I was so sick last week.
Oh, so yeah, that's okay. I'm glad you feel better.
I've kids and passing everything around.
Yeah.
Petri, live Petri
germ factories, that's what those are. Go, yes,
right? Yes. I cannot believe I'm actually going to agree with the last caller a little bit. Listen, as much as it sucks to say, we do still have Deshaun on this roster. And I've been paying a lot of attention to the Indianapolis Colts. One, because I'm trying to watch some high level games, and I'm just trying to see how other teams are going about building their rosters, right? So 2023, they drafted Anthony Richardson, right?
Hey, and Jeff, they used him. Jeff, hang on 1 second. Stop talking.
Sure. Multiple reports, Browns are opening quarterback Deshaun Watson's practice window today. Per the team, he will be limited in practice.
Okay, there you go,
there you
Jeff.
Go. Okay.
So there's an interesting tidbit there.
Yes,
so
it is, isn't it?
I've been paying attention to the Colts, right? And they drafted Richardson in 23, and, you know, they tried to develop him. But through those couple years, they kind of went back and forth with him, but he was still playing, right?
Yeah. Right.
Along that time, they were adding to their roster, right? Offensive lineman, second, third round, receiver here, receiver there. They were building it, knowing that down the road in the future, if it didn't work out, they would be able to find somebody to manage the roster going forward, i.e. Daniel Jones, right?
So, okay, got to get to the point, Jeff. Got to go because we got a press conference.
My point is, again, we can plug a quarterback in later, but you've got to fill the void at offensive line in the trenches to build for this team going forward.
I respect that.
Same thing I've been telling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Telling gotcha. You guys yep. for the last month.
We yep. got it, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff in North Olmsted. Appreciate it. Again, big day, I think, if you're a Deshaun Watson fan. Sounds like multiple reports now. We're going to hear from Kevin Stefanski here.
From the team itself, officially.
Oh, the team has already announced this. Okay, even better. Deshaun Watson, now going into his 21-day window to return to play. Jeff.
Doesn't mean he'll return to play.
Why would you take him out?
Because as we have said all season long, when he's healthy and good to go, he's going to want to do that. And there can be issues if you don't. Can't there?
Yeah. Dan, this goes back to the conversation we've had before, right? Is this...
Oh, you and I have lunch riding it.
Well, the insurance money, right? So yeah. If they deem him healthy enough to return to practice,
mm-hmm.
you think insurance is still paying for his contract?
Andy, I don't know enough about the insurance policy to tell you that answer.
Okay.
And I don't want to speculate on that one because, frankly, I really don't know enough. And I am not an expert in any of these things. I just know what the insurance money looks like.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that. That's just one of those where, like, foot enters mouth very quickly.
Well, I just that's where the whole argument goes about whether he returns to play or not. Like, I just couldn't see insurance wanting to pay for him if he's healthy. And now they're saying, well, you're in this 21-day window. We'll see if you're we'll see if you're healthy enough.
Right. Yeah. They may walk into Christmas Eve. Yeah, 21 days. What? Today's 3rd. So the 24th, they may find themselves at the 24th and go, he can't go, and then just find himself on the IR the rest of the way.
That's exactly right.
Right. Most guys, when they get into this window, come back, though, don't they?
There's been a couple that do not.
And again, add this to the list of big decisions. This is a big decision. Because if you activate him, what are you going to do? You going to put him on the bench?
And then you have to. Then you're going to keep.
You're going to have him watch Shador play?
I don't know
either. Oh, the fun!
Wow. I think but the door is open for him to return.
Well, yeah.
More than it was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
Andy,
do you put Watson back on the field if he's ready to play?
I don't know the answers
Gabriel,
to any of that.
Now you're back to three quarterbacks on the roster, on the active roster.
Anthony Lima.
Anthony Lima has walked into the room.
Ken Carman standing at the door laughing.
What?
Kenny, pull up a chair.
The window is open. I said it was getting kind of drafty in the room on Sunday. It's open. Yeah, the window is open.
But here's the thing. Windows can be closed very easily.
Oh,
we,
what fun
we talk
would that
about
be?
Window companies all the time here. We know.
Do we have a quarterback controversy again here in Cleveland?
Turn those machines back on.
Let's go. Now we got the Shador mania. We've got the Deshaun Watson Warriors. And then Dylan Gabriel's got a few family members. And it is on. Let's go.
Is he going to play this year?
Week 18.
Hey, the Browns have a different starting quarterback week 18 every year.
That's true, too.
Bailey Zappi, Jeff Driscoll, Deshaun
You think Shador is going to make it through the Bears game? Like, this is a big week for Shador against Tennessee. He has an opportunity to play well.
Ken, what do you think? Is he back?
You guys know the answer to that. Well, he's going to play this year.
So I've been saying this I don't know if you remember this, but this time last year I was the only person saying it's not about how he plays.
Andy was the only person saying.
Well, I don't know. You guys might have been saying it too.
I didn't say it.
Return on investment. When you spend money, you want to see something back.
What's the return on that investment?
You want to get him to play.
That's a sunk cost.
If he's
not saying it's a good return on investment.
Would you put him on the field?
When?
Look, this year.
Jeff, no.
Here's the thing. I think that Jimmy Haslam thought that Shador Mania would have that place sold out, packed.
And it didn't.
And he saw empty seats.
No one there.
And so I think it's like, well, we're paying for him. The fans have already given up anyway.
And guys, can I throw this absurd thought at you before we go to Kevin's press conference here? If the guy's shoulder is healthy and his Achilles has healed and he looks better than he looked the last time we saw him.
And he's better than Shador.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's better. The best quarterback you have.
We asked at the beginning of the year, who's the most talented guy in the quarterback room? And it's hard to say anybody else. And that's including how bad we've seen him play. But he still he's just been a better guy.
Even at his worst. He's looked really bad here. He also, remember the Joe Flacco year, even though he didn't look really good? Watson was 5-1.
Yeah, hard to fathom. But.
Ken, what do you want to happen here?
Go ahead, Kenny.
I want Shador Sanders to play the rest of the season. That's what I want.
And see, that's a real valid thought.
Yeah. And is that going to happen now?
No, probably not. No.
Probably not.
No.
Let me give you another scenario.
Are you guys emerging today? Is that what you guys are still sticking around?
No, they're done.
Rehashing old times, weren't we?
Guys, if Deshaun can actually play, there's your answer for next year.
Oh, boy.
Ken, you don't have to draft a quarterback.
Yes, you do.
No,
yes,
hold on.
Yes, you do. No,
not in 2026.
Oh, my gosh. Don't talk yourself into this again.
Watson is healthy, you keep Gabriel, you keep Shador, you keep them both, whatever you want to do, and you kick that decision down to 2027.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe you split your first-round pick, too.
Arch Manning and Lenora Sellers and maybe Ty Simpson and some other guys.
Julian Sane.
Who might decide to stay in school come out.
Okay, but you'll talk yourselves out. Everybody will talk themselves out of those guys, too.
And you know what? None of these scenarios is worth a hoot. That's the problem.
You don't like them scenarios?
Oh, I hate them all.
I agree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.